This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Summer of 2022, last summer, domestic air travel had rebounded as COVID receded. And even though there were crushes at many European airports, a key part of that was staff shortages. But here in the summer of 2023, passengers have returned in full force to international flights, especially between the U.S. and Europe. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
In the last year, consumers' COVID hesitation about getting on a crowded plane, breathing recirculated air, has basically vanished, says Lindsay Roschke at public opinion firm Morning Consult. And with most COVID-related restrictions on Americans entering other countries now gone,
the share that say that they're going to travel internationally in the next year is up about 9 points. And it definitely is stealing some share from domestic travel.
That's hurting low-cost carriers that fly primarily domestic routes, including JetBlue, Spirit, and Southwest, says analyst Chris Raitt at Third Bridge. But the shift is benefiting Delta, American, and United, which have more international routes.
Fares hit record levels for this summer from the U.S. to Europe.
Raitt says those airlines are also catering to better-heeled travelers.
The mainline carriers have, for the most part, all reconfigured their cabins to the premium leisure traveler, those who are a bit more affluent, who are willing to spend, say, an extra $100 for extra legroom on a flight.
Airfares overall are down about 8% from a year ago. That's mostly driven by domestic airfares falling. And Raitt expects the trend to continue. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.